This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
In 1916, Albert Einstein predicted that gravitational waves should exist. In 1917, he laid down the theoretical framework for lasers. And one century later, we used lasers to detect gravitational waves. Now, LIGO is the name of the device that actually detected the gravitational waves. LIGO looks at what happens when two laser beams at right angles to each other cross and create a light pattern. These laser beams are each 4 kilometres long. A gravitational wave alternately shrinks and then expands the space-time continuum. So when it passes through LIGO, the 4 kilometre length of the laser beam shrinks and then expands. This then changes the light pattern where the two beams cross, and bingo, you've picked up your gravitational waves. The change in distance along that 4 kilometre arm is tiny, around 1/1,000,000,000 the size of an atom. Of course, building a device to do that kind of measurement wasn't that easy. With typical honesty, the scientists said that the detection of gravitational waves was possible with the first version of LIGO, but probable with a later advanced version. And that's exactly how it panned out. It took decades to get the money, and decades to build it. The laser beams had to run through the largest vacuum ever constructed, some 10,000 cubic metres of nothing. The laser beams bounced off mirrors at the ends of the 4 kilometre-long tunnels. And those mirrors had to be isolated from vibrations. By using noise-damping suspensions and active feedback systems, the Louisiana LIGO could tune out not just a nearby door slamming, but the impact of waves in the Gulf of Mexico hitting the beach 100 kilometres away. That's absolutely mind-blowing stuff. Now, here's something surprising. By detecting gravitational waves, we have invented a whole brand new branch of astronomy, the third one so far. The first branch is electromagnetic astronomy. It looks at electromagnetic waves that travel on top of the space-time fabric of the universe. It's been running for millennia, beginning with naked-eye astronomy in the ancient world, the Egyptians, the Mesopotamians, the Chinese, and so on. It really took off about 4 centuries ago with Galileo and the telescope, but using visible light only. Centuries later, we arched into other frequencies in the electromagnetic spectrum, such as radio waves in the 1930s, and more recently, infrared, ultraviolet, gamma rays, X-rays, microwave, and so on. All these other frequencies are still part of the electromagnetic spectrum. The second branch is neutrino astronomy. Neutrinos were discovered only in 1956. They can be created by certain nuclear reactions such as happen in the sun. Every second, about 65 billion solar neutrinos pass through each square centimetre of your body. But thanks to their tiny mass and other factors, they don't interact with your body. They just pass straight through. To have a 50% chance of catching a neutrino, you need a few light years of lead. Now, to put that in perspective, you need a few millimetres of lead to stop X-rays. As an example of how hard neutrinos are to catch, back in 1987, a nearby star exploded into a supernova. It emitted trillions upon trillions of neutrinos. But down here, on planet Earth, we detected just 24 of them with our 3 early neutrino telescopes. Today, the Ice Cube Neutrino Telescope down at the South Pole is the most advanced, and should be joined by another 2 advanced neutrino telescopes by 2017. But just like electromagnetic radiation, neutrinos travel across the space-time fabric of the universe. This third brand new gravitational wave astronomy is very different. It doesn't look at stuff traveling on top of the space-time continuum. No, it looks at actual travelling distortions in the fabric of space-time itself. But the two current LIGO observatories are sensitive only to frequencies roughly between 10 cycles and a few hundred cycles per second. And with further improvements in sensitivity, it should pick up rotating neutron stars or exploding supernovas. But there's a whole range of frequencies that LIGO is not tuned to, in the same way that an optical telescope does not pick up X-rays. With different gravitational wave telescopes, we could pick up compact objects captured by supermassive black holes in the centers of galaxies, or a pair of supermassive black holes orbiting each other. Now, the braininess of Albert Einstein was truly impressive. Time after time, he went out on an intellectual limb. Not only did he lay down theoretical frameworks that gave us useful gadgets, such as the laser, GPS, and solar panels, he also made many predictions that were later proven correct, the most recent one being gravitational waves. Now, I'm going to go way out on a limb here. We have just learned how to detect gravitational waves. Maybe somebody living today will give us the framework for being able to make gravitational waves. And perhaps the anti-gravity dream may finally get off the ground.
What does it mean? Why is it so?